All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the Kitzer, in Simon Kuf Yud Ches, the halachos concerning the Seder. So the Kitzer records a very interesting halacha. This is in Sif Yud. He says, Min hagenu lilbosh es hakitl. So we have the minog at the Seder to go ahead and wear a kitl. V'yachinu gam ken mi ba'od yom. So the previous Sifim, the Kitzer was talking about the idea that one should try to prepare as much for the Seder Erev Yom Tov as possible. This way, as soon as one gets home from shul, one is able to go ahead and begin the Seder immediately. So too with the Kitzer, with the kitl, the Kitzer writes that one should go and prepare it by day as well. Umishahu aval rachmana l'slan. What happens if chas v'shalom someone's in avelos, someone's in mourning? Eino lov show. So the Kitzer paskins that one does not wear a kittel if one is in mourning. Interestingly enough, in the Sharm HaTzion Bahaloch, he quotes other opinions of the Taz, the Magen Avraham, and others, who say that a Avel also wears a kittel. So what this machlokis in Halacha has to do with is a fundamental dispute as to why we wear a kittel at the Seder. So there's essentially there's a machlokis. So according to the ones who say, so there are two different approaches. The first approach is that the idea of a plain white beged reminds us of what? Reminds us of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That we know again, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur just wore a plain white tunic. So the plain white cloak, the plain white kittel represents Kiddusha, represents Cheiros, represents the idea that on the Leil HaSeder, we are on just this incredible apex of holiness, this incredible zenith of Kiddusha. And therefore again, which represents Simcha, therefore an Avel, a mourner who is not besimcha, who is not necessarily in a state of ongoing happiness, should not wear the kittel. Others explain that in fact it's just the opposite, that the kittel is supposed to remind us of the burial shroud, of the tachrichim. And the idea is that on the Seder night, when we're celebrating our newfound freedom, in order that this newfound freedom does not go to our head, we dafka wear the clothing in which we will be buried in after 120. We wear the berusha, the kittel, to keep us grounded. According to that approach, even if one is in avelos, even if one is in mourning, one would still go ahead and wear the kittel. So again, this is a machlokis in halacha, but it seems to be that the accepted approach, which is the one that is quoted by the Kitzer, also echoed by the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah himself, is that one, unfortunately, who is in avelos, does not wear a kittel at the Seder. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash Omer, Rosh Chodesh Baruch Hu Lizako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Herba Lohem Torah U'mitzoshin E'mar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.